From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. The saga of the president-elect's vacant Senate seat took another turn today. Former Illinois Attorney General Roland Burris was turned away from taking the seat formerly held by Barack Obama in the U.S. Senate. He spoke to reporters in the rain on Capitol grounds today.
I presented my credentials to the Secretary of the Senate and advised that my credentials were not in order and I would not be accepted, nor would I be seated, nor would I be permitted on the floor.
Burris was appointed by Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Blagojevich was recently charged with trying to sell the U.S. Senate seat vacated by Obama. But instead of recusing himself from making an appointment, the governor went ahead and defiantly named Burris as his pick. If seated, Burris would be the fourth black senator since Reconstruction. And we've got an update on this story from NPR's Midwest reporter, Cheryl Corley. She joins us from Chicago. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
So this is big news. For people who aren't familiar with Burris, give us a little bit of background on him.
Okay. Well, Roland Burris is 71, lived in Chicago for a good portion of his adult life, but grew up in a very small town in Illinois, where as a teenager he tried to integrate the local swimming pool. He's an attorney, began his career in banking, and he was the first African-American to be elected to a statewide office. He served three terms as the state's comptroller. He served one term as the attorney general, and he's run unsuccessfully for a number of other positions, including governor for the U.S. Senate seat and for mayor of Chicago, was unsuccessful in all of those. And he's been out of political life since 1995, when his term of attorney general ended.
So this is a situation where you might assume, well, okay, he's black and, you know, maybe he should be seated. But some people who might, based on people's assumptions about skin color or party affiliation, have supported him are now against him. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, there's a couple of things going on. The argument is that the appointment is tainted. As you mentioned, Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich faces federal corruption charges, accused of trying to sell the Senate seat in return for favors and monies. So his critics say that anyone who is appointed by him should not be accepted. And I should point out, too, that the governor has denied the charges that he tried to sell this seat. On the other hand, Roland Burris and his supporters say that this is a political fight, not a legal one, that the governor has the power to make the appointment, that Rob Blagojevich is still the governor, even though the Illinois House is considering whether to impeach him. And Roland Burris said today, as he's been saying all week, that every law in the book backs him up.
Now, the Congressional Black Caucus doesn't really have any official sway in the Senate, but have they weighed in on this?
Well, they really haven't. Of course, one of the staunchest supporters of Roland Burris is Congressman Bobby Rush, who held a big rally for him, and he has been lobbying members of the Congressional Black Caucus. Another Illinois congressman, Danny Davis, is also supportive of Roland Burris, and I should point out that Davis turned down an offer from the governor to take the seat. The Congressional Black Caucus meets tomorrow and is likely to discuss this matter then, but it hasn't really taken an official position.
With the inauguration coming up so soon, how is Chicago reacting to not just this situation with Burris, but also the larger one with the governor?
Well, you know, this has been the city really has kind of a split personality right now. I mean, because you have, you know, still the euphoria of President-elect Obama about to be sworn into office, and then the situation with the governor and with Roland Burris. Most people here are condemning what they think the governor did, but still trying to let this whole legal process take its court. As the governor and Roland Burris says, you know, innocent and till proven guilty. So, you know, people have their opinions, but they are willing to wait and see what happens in that respect.
Well, it's great to talk to you. Thanks, Cheryl.
You're quite welcome.
That was NPR's Cheryl Corley talking to us by phone. And